From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Voters are finally heading to the polls in today's much-anticipated South Carolina primary. Just days ago, Mitt Romney seemed tough to catch. Now polls show he's locked in a tight race with Newt Gingrich. Ron Elving is NPR's senior Washington editor. He says South Carolina is important to Republican presidential politics because it's a bellwether.
South Carolina has been the key for one Republican nominee after another, starting with Ronald Reagan in 1980. It was also enormously meaningful for Bob Dole in 1996 and for John McCain in the year 2008, and perhaps most famous of all, George W. Bush in 2000. He became the nominee and served two terms as president because he won the South Carolina primary that year.
NPR's Ron Elving. Romney and Gingrich are due to hold campaign events at the same time and at the same place today. They're both scheduled to appear at a restaurant called Tommy's Ham House in the GOP stronghold of Greenville late this morning. Rick Santorum also campaigning in South Carolina today. Ron Paul does not have any appearances scheduled, but he is expected to visit with volunteers. Out west, residents are assessing the damage caused by a huge brush fire near Reno, Nevada that forced the evacuation of thousands earlier this week. Fire Marshal Mark Reagan says dry conditions and strong winds conspired to whip up the fire.
This fire was wind-driven, so it's actually made this fire worse. The wind-driven fire of this magnitude, the winds, we were getting 50-mile-an-hour winds, up to 70-mile-an-hour winds yesterday, and it was just pushing the fire around.
The fire destroyed 29 homes and scorched thousands of acres. Officials say an elderly man has come forward and admitted to improperly discarding fireplace ashes at his home south of town. They say the man is extremely remorseful and is cooperating with investigators. The local sheriff says the case will be forwarded to the district attorney's office for consideration of criminal charges. Overseas now, European safety officials have ordered all airliners to inspect their high-mileage Airbus A380 Super Jumbo jets. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports the directive calls for a detailed visual inspection of the brackets that connect the wing's ribs to its skin.
European plane maker Airbus says the cracks were found on a limited number of non-critical brackets on two of the nine aircraft inspected so far, and that they pose no safety risk in the plane's operation. Still, the European Aviation Safety Agency says aircraft that have racked up 1,800 or more takeoff and landing cycles will have to be checked within 4 days. Planes that have flown more than 1,300 hours will need checking within the next few weeks. Safety officials say if the tiny cracks are not detected and corrected, they could potentially affect the structural integrity of the airplane. The inspection order applies to 20 out of the 68 A380s in operation. Airbus says modifications are underway on future production of the aircraft. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
This is NPR. Divers are heading back inside the submerged portion of that stricken cruise ship off Tuscany. After indications indicated the vessel has stabilized, they blasted more holes in the hull today to make it easier to enter and leave as they search for some 21 people still missing. The search was suspended yesterday over fears the ship might roll off a rocky ledge and plunge deeper into the sea. Afghan President Hamid Karzai meets today with an American special envoy. They'll be discussing plans for bringing the Taliban into formal peace talks. Earlier, Karzai announced that he's held such talks with a separate insurgent group. The announcement is seen as a sign that he wants to increase his standing in the tentative peace process that's been dominated so far by the United States. A rare first edition of Audubon's Illustrated Birds of America has been sold at auction for $7.9 million. NPR's Margot Adler reports that Christie's Auction House will only say the buyer is an American collector who bid by phone.
Christie's had estimated the worth of the four large volumes at $7 to $10 million. There are 435 illustrations of almost 500 bird species. The books are 3.5 feet tall with hand-colored prints based on Audubon's original watercolors. They consist of all the North American species known to Audubon in the 19th century. The birds are shown in their actual size. About 200 of these first editions were produced in the 1820s and 30s. 120 are known to still exist. Most are in institutions. Sotheby's auctioned a similar first edition 2 years ago, which went for $11.5 million. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
And I'm Giles Snyder in Washington.